Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 15th of June, 2011. Great to be speaking to you today, and I hope that wherever you are in the world that you've had a little bit of sunshine. We've had a great day today, but I have to say on the whole, it's been a bit naff, and there's this expectation that now that we are actually in June, that it should be sunny every single day to a reasonable temperature. Unfortunately, it just doesn't seem to have worked out that way. Isn't it interesting, though, how massively, well, certainly, I don't know if I'm just speaking for people in the UK, but I think generally, the effect that the sunshine has on us, such that we talk about it all the time, especially in this country, we talk about the weather a lot, but words that imply sunniness show up in our language to represent positivity. So things like I'm warming to you, and things are looking brighter. Whereas stuff that's, related to perhaps more negative emotion does tend to imply the dark, dim, grim, cold, dreary, horrible type weather that we have. So I think it's true to say that the weather does more for us than provide us with some mundane conversation. It actually lifts our spirits and has done so to the extent that it influences the way in which we speak. Anyway, that's not the purpose of the podcast for today. Today, what we will be looking at is using NLP with others. So once again, this is an article which is featured on the People Building website. I was really surprised, I have to say, at the response to the last podcast. So you'll remember that the last time I spoke to you, I was sharing with you an article called I Just Don't Like Pickled Eggs. And I have to read you some of the comments that went up onto the People Building website in the sharing the knowledge section and in the comment section. So I had one message from Nigel Heath. Nigel is a brilliant example of someone who is really very, very good in the world of NLP. He used to run the NLP self-practice group and would get together all manner of NLP practitioners and master practitioners and trainers and people who just had a genuine love and interest in the subject. So Nigel said, I hate it when someone tries to coach me without asking my permission first. This could be because I'm internally referenced, motivated by difference, intolerant of authority, especially when I haven't approved that authority, and I don't believe anyone is better than I am, though I have to admit you're pretty good. What's a shame he or she didn't start with a question or two to elicit your thoughts and feelings instead of mind reading what would be better for you. I think you should still carry out your ideas of exactly where in their anatomy to put pickled eggs. I don't know if I like them or not. I wonder if the person who thought of pickling them was the same genius who thought of battering and deep frying Mars bars. I think that's a good question because there's something very bizarre about the whole pickling of eggs. I know that the article was a metaphor, but it's still very true that pickled eggs are a strange species. Derek got in touch and said, isn't it wonderful just to be human every now and again? I find it annoying when I meet people that can't switch off. I just think, get a life. Don't get me wrong, I love psychology and NLP. It lies at the core of what I do, but I could not live it 24/7. So glad you left your business hat at home when you went to the pub. We all need to do that. And Stuart, who is actually one of the NLP for Kids licensees, said, I love pickled gherkins. Do you like pickled gherkins? And actually, I do. I do like pickled gherkins. But you can read my response back to Stuart on there too. So if you didn't listen to the last podcast that went out, or you'd not yet read the article from last time, then do take a look at the article on the people building website called I Just Don't Like Pickled Eggs, or listen to the podcast from a couple of weeks back and you'll be able to hear me talking about it on there. So today, it's all about using NLP with others. This will also be featured on the people building website as an article, so you'll be able to go to the resources section, click on articles, and you'll see it listed there up top. From there, you can obviously go on and add your comments, just as some of the guys did for the last article. It also will be featured on my Facebook page, which is HypnoGem, if you're not yet on there. Plus, you can get it directly to your email inbox by subscribing to the newsletter. Go to allthews.peoplebuilding.co.uk and enter your first name, last name, and email address in the box on the right-hand side to be in receipt of regular articles, information, freebies, and wonderful other stuff that gets sent out with the newsletter. All right, so let's then start taking a look at today's article, which is once again motivated by some previous experience that I had not too long ago. And it was actually in my very, very early NLP days. So actually, it's probably a bit longer ago than I'm actually making out. I'm just trying to dumb down my age a little bit. Isn't it horrible how time flies sometimes? So yes, this article has been put together as a result of a memory that popped back into my mind of when I first did my NLP practitioner training and how I ended up accidentally creating a negative anchor on the shoulder of one of my very best friends. To this day, I don't think she knows that I did that. I've never completely confessed to her that I was actually doing a bit of NLP on her, partly because I didn't do it on purpose. It was completely by accident. And so she doesn't know. I think the other person who was involved in the situation, as you will find out shortly, probably did pick up on the fact that I'd fired something off there, shall we say? But I didn't realize quite what I'd done or how powerful it was actually going to be until a little later. Luckily, I did pick up on it and was able then to use it to my advantage. But just imagine if I'd not had that opportunity to discover that learning, I could have left a very good friend of mine with a very negative anchor stacked up upon her shoulder. But what we're going to do now is we're going to take a very quick break. So get yourselves nice and comfortable, ready to come back and listen to the article called Using NLP with Others. Back soon. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so here it is, using NLP with others. The best thing about NLP is the way in which one can covertly weave it into an everyday problem-focused conversation and spin it into something more resourceful. You can talk to people and be NLPing them without them even knowing it is happening. One of my best accounts of having used NLP live, as in the person I was using it on didn't know I was doing it, was when I was out with a friend of mine who had recently separated from her boyfriend. We knew that on this particular evening out, there was the possibility of bumping into the ex-boyfriend, so she was in a bit of a wound-up state. As we sat with our bottle of wine in the pub, as the pub again, a song came on in the background. As my friend began to tune into it, aware of the familiarity of it, she started to cry. Through the blubs and wails, she explained that this had been their song, her and the ex-boyfriend's, and that she still loved him so much. It's a good job I'm a therapist and not a counsellor, because sympathy just isn't my thing. I reached over and touched her on the shoulder and said, there, there, it's all going to be fine. I'm sure he was an idiot anyway. This was closely followed by a snot-filled rage in which she exclaimed how she couldn't believe how he had treated her, how could he do this, etc., and how much she hated him. When this stage kicked in, I quickly withdrew my comforting hand. Those of you who know NLP would have identified that I'd accidentally anchored her melancholy state to her shoulder. You might think this was a bad thing. The truth is, it would have been if I'd not utilized it later on. Really, I should skip the part where I tell you that this all happened by accident and make out that this entire event happened completely on purpose as a result of my marvelous skill set. But that wouldn't be totally true. So later on, we went to a nightclub, and guess who showed up? At this moment in time, there were several reactions she could have gone for, and I thought she might go for blubbering wreck, but to my surprise and his, she launched straight into snot-filled rage. As she catapulted herself towards him, I spotted an expression in his face. In NLP, we like to be very clear about the difference between a sensory observation and a hallucination. A hallucination is when you think you know what you have seen in the other person. The sensory-based observation of the ex-boyfriend was this: his eyes widened, his jaw lowered, his skin tonus became more pale, his forehead began to sweat, he became short of breath. The hallucination of what I saw, I will call man having fear of ex-girlfriend. At this moment, I grabbed her shoulder, yes, the same one as earlier, and said something like, "I know that this isn't the real feeling you are feeling towards him, isn't it?" The snot-filled rage fizzled and vanished, and the melancholiness of earlier returned, though without the crying. They had a conversation about staying friends, and it was all okay. When she popped to the loo a little later, he came over and spoke to me. He said, "I've no idea what you did to her, but you did something. She was ready to kill me, and you defused her somehow. How did you do that?" At that point, I realized what I'd done. I realized I really could help others using NLP.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Building are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Okay, we have now reached that point in the show where we will be doing some lovely relaxation. So you should not be listening to this section of the show if you are currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to become comfortably relaxed. And just allow your breathing to become regulated and calm. And comfortable. Allowing those calm and comfortable feelings to generate from somewhere deep inside. Those calm and comfortable feelings moving, growing, expanding and as they do, I want you to remember a time in the past when you have experienced wonderful feelings of peace and tranquility. And as you go back to that time now, going right back there now and seeing the things that you saw around you at that time, as if you were back there once again, back there in time, reliving the experience and hearing what you heard. Really feeling those feelings of complete comfort. And when you feel those feelings, I want you to take in a very deep breath. Let it go. Re-engage with those comfortably calm feelings. Then a deep breath in and letting go of all of the stress or worry or anxiety all floating away. And later, you can enjoy those wonderfully comfortable feelings once again, simply by breathing those deep, relaxing breaths. But for now, drifting back to awakened consciousness with each number I count from 5 up to 4, 3, 2 and 1 with eyes open now, bright and breezy and wide, wide awake. So thank you very much for listening to the show today. The next show will be on Wednesday the 29th of June. And in between time, I would like you to hop on over to the People Building website and let me know what you thought about today's podcast by adding your comments to the podcast page or underneath the article that I shared with you today. Meanwhile, I hope to see many of you on the Members Club forum because we've got tons of new members. Hope to see you there. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.